We're continuing with our market coverage and focus now on oil prices. We had OPEC Plus this week say that it will increase supply by 100,000 barrels, which is one of the smallest hikes in the group's six-decade history. But despite this, we've had oil prices hit their lowest levels since before Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So to unpack the dynamics at play, I'm joined by Raymond Phillips, who's a commodities trader at RMB. Raymond, thanks for joining us. So analysts are saying that the output hike by OPEC Plus is so small, it's effectively meaningless. Your take on the move?
Yes, good afternoon. I mean, I'd have to agree with that. So, I mean, as you mentioned, it was one of the smallest hikes that we've seen. Many would say this was probably a little bit of a slap in the face to the Biden administration, who recently went through to the Middle East to hopefully garner a bit of favor and a bit more of an output. That being said, I mean, the energy markets, as you've mentioned, are actually trending lower at the moment. I can say, though, it isn't really on the OPEC announcements. There's some other factors at play there at the moment.
OPEC Plus also issued a stark warning on severely limited spare capacity. What do you make of a comment like that and what it suggests about supply-side dynamics right now?
I think that's them just basically trying to give the market a bit of forward-looking advantage there, that perhaps these are the sort of hikes that we should be looking at. So, I mean, it's no secret that over the course of this year so far, many OPEC members have struggled to meet their quotas. As an example, Libya has been pretty volatile in being able to meet its quota. It's looking a little bit better now with slightly less conflict in the region there. But most of the OPEC members, apart from maybe the Saudis, are struggling to increase their output right now.
As you highlighted at the top, many in the market seeing OPEC Plus's move as a setback for US President Joe Biden, because he recently returned from a visit to Saudi Arabia, saying that he was confident that his visit had yielded a promise to cool oil prices. And then we saw that we had US officials say that the focus shouldn't be on the number of barrels, but on the oil prices coming down from their highs. Do you think that is, in fact, the correct approach here?
I think that may be a political response from the U.S. administration. Look, many would say they're just trying to save face in the wake of that sort of meager increase. As we know, that administration's under a bit of pressure at the moment. It's not looking good for them in the midterms. A lot of that is attributed to the cost of living right now, especially in terms of fuel costs in the U.S., I think they're just trying to look for a way to get some sort of positive picture out of this. Whether it's the right or wrong thing to do, that's not really for me to say, I think.
So some political dynamics at play and coming into the oil market space there. Given everything, what we're seeing on supply side, what we're seeing on demand side with, you know, talk of recession looming large, what is your outlook for oil prices moving forward?
Well, I mean, I think maybe just to look at how the price action has been recently, you can maybe look at the oil price as almost a self-regulating mechanism. Yes, we do know that supply is very tight, as we've been discussing, but there has to be a level where prices become too expensive, and therefore you see demand decrease. You know, I think that's sort of what we're seeing now. You combine that with a pretty heavy-handed or justifiably heavy-handed approach from central banks globally to try rein in inflation, and you've got this recipe for oil prices coming lower. So it's a bit more of a demand story at the moment that's driving prices. The feeling right now is that probably there's still some more realignment that needs to happen, more balancing between demand and supply. So maybe in the short term, we see oil continue to trend lower. I do think, though, we're in a very deep-rooted supply issue with oil markets right now. It's not something that can be solved overnight, so potentially we start seeing the supply side of things taking the reins probably near the later end of this year.
Raymond, thanks so much for your insights this evening. Let's leave it there. That was commodities trader at RMB, Raymond Phillips.